104.3 The River, the Hometown Morning Show. And if I have not already starved you to death enough this morning, we're going to starve you to death a little bit more. Young lady, grab that microphone and tell folks who you are and what we're talking about.
I am Dale Riley.
I'm so glad to see you again.
Thank you so much.
We were a couple of nuts last time we got together. We talked about nut sales.
And we'll talk about nuts again.
We can do that. So it is that time of the year where it is finally time for Altar Society Annual Turkey Dinner at St. Romuald.
Yes, it is.
Now, folks, I'm telling you, this is legendary. It's been going on for a while.
I don't even know how many years. A lot.
Isn't it great when you have traditions that have been going on for so long that you don't know how long they've been going
on?
That's
right.
That means it's working.
That's what makes it a tradition.
Now, Altar Societies, if folks don't know, Altar Society is an often overlooked, often underappreciated, hardworking bunch of folks at a church that do things for the parish that people don't really realize. Y'all are a lot of behind-the-scenes kind of stuff.
We are. We're kind of a silent group, but the only time anybody thinks about Altar Society really is nut sales, turkey supper, and when we're wanting people to join.
And y'all are doing so much work, though, that there are funeral meals you help with, sacraments you help with, so many things that are not free.
We give scholarships to the schools. We donate to the Good Samaritan Center monthly. We
Fantastic.
Give, we just do a lot. We really do.
And we don't want to leave anybody out, but thank you, all of you that are involved in this. I know it's a hard working, probably a little too small bunch of group of people sometimes.
It is. And we tell them, you don't have to come to the meetings. Nobody likes to go to meetings. Give us your $5 every year. That's all we ask.
Hey, I like your style.
And come work when we want you to.
I love it. Well, I'm so glad to have you. We are talking a little bit this morning about the St. Romuald Altar Society Annual Turkey Dinner, and that's coming up on Thursday.
Thursday. We always have it the Thursday before Thanksgiving.
Is it like practice for Thanksgiving? Is it training?
Get you in the mood for some turkey and dressing and green beans.
Because you can't go into Thanksgiving untrained.
Right.
You really need to, you know, like people getting ready for a race.
Yes.
Thanksgiving's more my kind of marathon.
We're the dry run. We're the practice run.
I love it. Well, this is coming up. Wow, this looks good. Turkey and dressing, green beans, sweet potatoes, rolls. And I know those rolls.
Yes, they used to be Lucille Wheatley rolls. Now, a lot of times, they might be Jean Pyers rolls. We just have a good meal.
Is she the top three famous roll makers in the county?
Yeah, she just calls in sometimes and says, I'll make 1,000 rolls.
I'd let her.
Yeah,
those
we
are
do.
Some fantastic rolls.
We do.
Mashed potatoes and gravy, cranberries, sauce and relish, desserts and drinks. And listen, children 10 and under, only $6. Adults, you can eat in or carry out for $10. You can't beat that.
And we
that.
Pile the plates up.
I know you do. I have never gone hungry.
If you go away hungry, it's your fault. Come back and ask for more if you
Root hog or dies, what
That's
they say,
right.
isn't it?
That's right.
It sounds good. Now, you are also going to be selling nuts.
Yes,
you
we
still have
nuts
some?
Still left.
Okay,
yes.
Great. And now this is something really special. Y'all are doing a really interesting raffle. Did you bring me any tickets this morning, Dale?
I did not, but I can drop them back off.
I bet
off.
Somebody dropped me off somewhere.
Yes, I certainly will.
All right. So $1 a ticket, they're giving away, raffling off rather, a quilt by Thelma Jarbo, a canvas painting by Judy Tibbett, a barrel head by Leslie Casey, an Echo Dot, and some wireless earbuds, which are all the rage with the youngins.
See, I didn't even know what that was.
I don't know.
I didn't have a clue what that was. That quilt, I have seen it. That is the most beautiful quilt that Thelma Jarbo has ever made for us.
And she is quite the quilter.
She does this every year. She just donates it.
What a good bunch of people you have.
We do. We have a lot of good people.
What a blessing to the entire community, no
with
matter
the
what
Altar
denomination
Society,
you are.
We only hear about 10 names. And they are the front people, but we have lots of help.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful.
We do.
So if anybody misses this turkey dinner, they're crazy.
Yeah, you really are. You need to
get in there.
This.
They have ample parking. They got all the dressing ready. It's going to be good, folks. You don't want to miss out. I'm glad to see you.
I'm glad to see you. I've been told I have a radio face.
You are. Well, me too, honey. You're welcome. Join the club.
Okay.
You can come put your face on this radio anytime you want to.
That sounds good.
We're glad to have you. And again, I do want to brag on the Altar Society. Y'all are always working.
We are. There's something going on just about all the time.
That behind the scenes, that's what makes things work, folks.
Yeah.
So get out and support them because that money is spent in the best ways. And it's a great bunch of people, and they really, really keep their parish going. So
we do. We do a lot.
You can eat turkey and help at the same time. If you can't beat that.
We start serving at 4, and we keep serving until nobody's hungry.
That sounds like a plan. So from 4 until founder.
That's what they're doing. There you go. That's a good way to put it. They said, don't put a cutoff time, because if somebody still comes in, we'll serve them.
I love it. I love it. Well, folks, don't miss out again. The annual St. Romuald Altar Society Turkey Dinner, Thursday, starts at 4 o'clock until everybody founders. St. Romuald Gym. You can't beat the price. You can eat in or carry out. I think I'd rather sit down and visit a little bit.
There's a lot of social. It's a lot of social, seeing people that we don't see very often.
The food is good, but I really think that part, the shaking and howdying part, probably is my favorite part, especially this time of the year.
We have plenty of seating. Come and stay a while. We don't care.
I love it. I love it. Get those raffle tickets, folks. Show up Thursday. Dale, thank you for coming by this morning.
Thank you very much.
It's always a pleasure. We'll be back. We got the Good News Show coming right up.